Shakyamuni sat all night underneath the Bodhi tree till he looked up and saw Sunra fly past Venus, calling all sentient beings to think about space. And he left the transmission of those seeking mysteries from inside these mental prisons where we dwell. Don't buy the history they sell. Let's think about space. Think about space. Just think about. Think about space. The broadcast hit my stereo. A voice I'd heard some time ago, repeating the words, "It's after the end of the world. Don't you know that yet?" And I saw a time laid out, a cosmic tapestry, the future pointing past the rocky rings of Saturn, as if one thread could change the pattern. Just think about space. Think about space. Think about. Think about space. What's the stress that hums electric in the background of my mind? What's the stone that weighs down on my chest a little heavier each time? What rules of my society, invisible to my eyes, still exert their silent power like dark matter in the sky? And who am I? Can I find myself in the constellations where spacemen whisper mythic incantations? Is my soul embedded in these sounds of my creation that issue from my mouth in song or casual conversation? What inside me craves escaping from the violence of my privilege, from my predatory gaze, from the very skin I live in, from the mind behind my face? What is screaming in a silence trying to help the world embrace the darkness at the center of the cosmos? Just think about it. Think about it. Think about it.